morning while making the round. I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from the Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in that county jail. The next morning about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kinda coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on you dirty hack to the district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. About 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen on to me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK or online at speckbrothers.com. Hey, my name is Paul. I host a little show called Viva La Mock right here on WRCT, which you can hear on Friday nights. However, right now, for the next 30 minutes, it's my pleasure to showcase for you the music of Buffalo Tom.
Could my eyes
from their fourth album, Big Red Letter Day. That's Soda Jerk from Buffalo Tom. Now, to give you some background, Buffalo Tom formed in the second half of the 1980s at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst by three friends, Bill Janovitz, Chris Colburn, and Tom McGinnis. Now, all three were actually guitar players, so in order to actually start the band, Colburn switched to bass and McGinnis went to drums. From their third album, Let Me Come Over, here's Tail Lights Fade.
Sister, can you hear me now? Ringing in your ears. I'm down on the ground, and my love's been dry for years. I'm lost in the dark, and I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands. I'm a broken man. In her world, the story was much like mine. She could be my Valentine. And although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past. Now she's alone at last. I feel so sick, lost. Jesus Christ, could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past, had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last.
Rachel, tell me, is not very sure her, a little girl inside her uniform. But aren't you really just a penny whore? Rachel, tell me what I'm waiting for.
If you gotta think about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta talk about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta think about it, talk about it, call about it, shout about it. Without you, it's over at 8. Not a lot of talking at you to fill the space. So if you wanna think about it, talk about it, call about it, shout about it, fight about it, sing about it, talk about it. Pretty face that makes my life so hard to taste. It's not your pretty skin, 'cause it's too thin. If I gotta think about it, she's not my thing.
She's Not Your Thing from Buffalo Tom's 2011 album, Skins. Now, before that, you heard Rachel from the 1998 album, Smitten, and the entire set started off with Taillights Fade from their 1992 album, Let Me Come Over. Now, the origin of the band's name, Buffalo Tom, came from a friend of theirs who came up with the name Buffalo Bill. Now, he was playing slightly off of the band Buffalo Springfield, but the fact that Bill Janovitz was doing most of the vocal duties, they thought that'd be funny. But then the band took it one step further and said, wouldn't it be funnier if we called it Buffalo Tom, referencing the shyest member of the band, drummer Tom McGinnis. And I guess from there you can say the rest is history.
Do these pieces get far away? Trying not to lose our pain. We built a house down by the I picked you up each Saturday.
That's Sunflower Soup by Buffalo Tom, taken from their 1989 self-titled debut album. Before that, it was the title track from their 1990 Bird Brain album. And speaking of title tracks, we started the entire set with the title track from their Three Easy Pieces album, which came out in 2007. Now, we have time for one more song, and since you just heard something from their 1989 debut, why not fast forward to 2018 and end the set with something from their ninth studio album, Quiet in Peace. From that album, here's All Be Gone. Thanks for listening.
Was it time of coming and going? A time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter.
That was a 30-minute set to the music of Buffalo Tom right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, don't forget, Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millville. They're open 7 days a week. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection too big, no collection too small. Contact them today at 412-821-8484.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so as not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine. 4 or 5 years ago, some outlaws killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I don't care what you hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family. My heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty.
Now I never was one to worry much. I never could find the Midas touch. I take what comes and do my best, and don't worry about the rest. I'll never become a millionaire. No fancy cars, no Perrier. I wake each day with a smile on my face, and I join the human race. Tomorrow comes another chance, it might just be my day. But either way, you won't hear me whine, 'cause to win, you've gotta play. I carry my needs in an old mill sack, and worries slide right off my back. Even Uncle Sam don't make me sweat, and when it rains, I get wet. Times, spending pennies like they're dimes. When I'm knocked down, I'll bounce right back and keep headed down the track. I'll squint to see when the sun comes out, like water finds the quickest route. The simple life is the best I've told, then I'll live it till I'm old. What's the sense to worry about the things beyond control? You make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. Control and make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, sure, I get a little wet, but I dry off and things get back to normal. Hey, tomorrow's another day. You know, I just try to keep things simple if I can. So when it rains, I get wet. Guitar in my hand.
He liked every kind of music but country. He liked it fast, he liked it loud, he liked it funky. He liked everything about this except for one thing. He liked every kind of music but country. He liked everything about this except for one thing. He liked every kind of music but country.
Like I'm gonna be losing my honey in the same way that I've been losing my money. Looks like I'm nothing left to lose. I said the dice were loaded, the deck was stacked. I bet on red, it's fun to black, and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And I don't think my baby's gonna let me in when she finds out that I didn't win. Looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Said it looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, I pull out my fiddle and I rosin up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine life, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo! My life for diamonds or jewels. I never was one of them money hungry fools. I'd rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Well, son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. My fiddle was my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. He taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I'm a country boy, yes!
Thank you. keep awake. That's what the cowboys did. I left home at 13, not realizing my mistake. That's what the cowboys did. Grew into a man on the wrong end of the law. Young men, they called me kid. Most of my time was spent doing nothing at all, 'cause that's what the cowboys did. That's what the cowboys did. Shining sea. Well, I rambled and I ambled and I gambled across the plains. That's what the cowboys did. Now you wouldn't want to cross me if you had half a brain. That's what the cowboys did. When we came into town, people locked the doors and kept their women hid. Cards and whores. That's what the cowboys did. That's what the cowboys did. And it's good enough for me. Just miles and nothing from sea to shining sea.
hold you back like you used to be. A total stranger to me.
You're angry and bitter and confused. Girl, our problems are a direct result of you.
10 years later,
it takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Don Juan Love Hour here on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. We're gonna have a little bit of a country hour. We're going to start it off with a little classic song. This is Pancho and Lefty.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. But Dusty Pancho, a bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Ain't nobody knows.
away. Out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel, a desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.